515 comes alive with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Yo, check this out.
On Star 102.5.
So a bit earlier, we were talking about this survey that the average person sits through about 4 hours of shows a week they can't stand. Movies, TV shows, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they don't want to fight about it. Fine, whatever.
Right. I put up a little bit of an argument for Dr. Pimple Popper.
It's because it's so gross. I don't understand why we want to see things.
It's satisfying.
Why?
Yes, but I bet when Justin is watching one of his Alaska shows and they start to field dress.
Then
you can't watch it. Yeah,
no,
I know.
God,
this is what I don't understand.
It's the ripping of the skin.
Yeah,
but you can watch a 4-pound lipoma get pushed out of a little slot on someone's shoulder.
Because you got to get it out.
And then, whatever her name is, I'm so excited. I got it all out in one piece.
Well, that would be the goal.
We could play softball with this.
All right, how about you? What do you sit through that you just can't stand just to keep the peace? 280-1025 is our number if you'd like to call us. And Christine in Blairsburg now. What is it, Christine?
Lifetime movies.
Oh, yeah. Man. Do you really?
You'll come home and I'll have that channel on. A lot of times because there's not much else on. Right. And they'll just go, oh, is this Lifetime? And I'm like, yeah. And then towards the end, we've kind of gotten into this thing where we joke and I'll look at them and I say, honey, I don't think they're going to get together. They're not going to make it. And then it's like, because they are predictable,
yeah,
but
right.
Then it's like, oh, yeah, they got each other.
How many do you watch a week? Do you know?
Several.
Okay, enough that you you follow Candace Cameron Bure on her Instagram.
She's in multiple things.
She is in multiple.
You've got her as a Lifetime thing, and then as a detective, and then a couple other things.
She's a detective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
Candace Cameron cop.
Too funny. Thank you, Christine. Have a good day. Amanda now in Elkhart. All right, Amanda, what's the show?
Arrested Development.
Really?
Oh, I love that show. I can rewatch that show over and over.
I love the cast. I want to love it, but I hate it.
So who do you sit through it for?
The whole rest of the family.
Everybody
loves it.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
And it's on Netflix, so like it just keeps going because they just want to keep watching it. I'm like, really? There's not anything else on? Like, I called in during Christmas. I'm the one that doesn't like Christmas movies, and I'm willing to watch a Christmas movie instead of Arrested Development.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Now, does the family sit through anything for you?
The Pimple Poppers.
Oh, so gross. Oh.
All right. Thanks for calling. You have a good day. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
This is Michael's brother, Job. Neither had expected to see each other after some recent unpleasantness.
I expect to be seeing you again after all the unpleasantness. I've been out of control.
That's love for you, that Amanda. Show. That's for you.
Love that show.
That was
picking,
it?
You're picking the Pimple
Who's the
Popper?
Main character in that?
Jason Bateman?
I do like Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of get her. You like the cast, but you just don't like the show.
It's so funny. And to pick Dr. Pimple Popper over it? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I know tonight, my wife has heard this. It's going to be an hour and a half of giving her a back rub and watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, my gosh. An hour and a half?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Don't your hands hurt?
No,
I mean, is that
matter.
Seriously how long your massages last?
They've been shorter recently. I've been faking a finger injury.